Our word for today is the word remember, and it appears in the Bible 116 times. And when we say the word remember, usually there are three possible applications. One of them is that there's something in the back of your mind that you finally push to the front of your mind, and it's like an aha moment. You say, oh, I had forgotten that. A second way that we use the word is that it gives attention to something that is significant, that we need to do, something that's necessary. It's like saying, remember to lock the door. And a third way is when we want to emphasize something of importance, like you must remember this is a secret. Well, that's us. Let's look at four ways that the Bible tells us that God remembers. And here's a good example. The first one, it comes from Genesis chapter 9. After the great flood and Noah and the ark and the rainbow, God said, I will remember my covenant. I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. That is a promise. And when God promises to do something, God does it. He never forgets. Unlike us. Did you know that there are 8,810 promises of God in the Bible? And he remembers every single one of them. He never forgets. Joshua said this, not one of all the promises of the Lord your God that he has given you have failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. That's remarkable. Okay, that was the first application. Here's the second one. It's just as remarkable. God sometimes promises not to remember. Long before Jesus was revealed, in the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 43, it says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Praise the Lord. Here's another one. This is Jeremiah 31:34. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Wait a minute. How can that be? God is perfect, right? So how can he forget my sins? Simple. It's a gracious choice on his part to forget your sins. He just wipes them out of the whole universe. They're gone. I love what the shepherd boy wrote in Psalm 25. He said, remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from an old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, Lord. Remember not the sins of my youth. What about the sins of your youth? Were any of you ever immature? Did any of you ever rebel? Did any of you ever act out? Did any of you ever do things that you would never do today, that now that you're more mature? Things that you probably would not even consider doing. Well, welcome to reality and memorize this prayer. Remember, O Lord, your great love and mercy. Remember not the sins of my rebellious ways. I started to say of my youth because that's what the scripture says. I decided to say rebellious ways because you know what? We are still rebelling. We may have gotten older, and we may think we've grown up, but we are still rebellious children before God. Okay, here's my third application. God calls us to remember. For instance, he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, we know that the Sabbath day for the Jews was Saturday, and we have adopted that, and we have chosen the seventh day. I mean, they chose the seventh. We chose the first day, Sunday, to keep it holy because of Jesus rising from the dead on the Lord's day. So we honor the Lord's day. But what if, for any reason, you can't get to church on a particular Lord's day? Are you off the hook? No. No, you're still called to honor him on his day, and you're still called to worship him on his day, even if you're not here. In fact, it even goes better than that. You are called to worship him every day. Every day. No matter what. And you know, I think God wants us to not only remember him and honor him, he wants us to remember and honor those who came before us. So I thought that on this anniversary Sunday, it would be fitting for us to remember our brothers and sisters who have graduated. Along with the year that they graduated, we would not be here today if it were not for some of these people. 11 years ago, 2013, the first person in this church to go to God was Lou Fitzberger. And that same year, Tim Magnuson. In 2014, Annie Cox and Norman Murphy. In 2015, Ruth Crockett, Russ Foreman, Dan Collins. In 2016, Fred Mall. In 2018, Hazel Shrivner. In 2019, Lisa Schwab and Russ Gibbs. In 2020, Bob Lipa, who made that cross for us and this pulpit. I think of Bob every Sunday. And in that same year, Truman Schwab. 2021 was a big one. Malcolm McDougall, Elaine McDonald, Patty Lipa, Elizabeth Causey, and Gray Sims. In 2022, Elaine McDougall, Milt Greffin, Joan Bowling May, John McClure. And last year, 2023, Shirley Gavlin. Thank you, God, for each and every one of these 23 people, our brothers and sisters, your children. And we know where they are now. And we look forward to seeing them all again. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? If I just thought about this. If they were still with us, we'd be double the size we are right now. Exactly, double the size. Here's a fourth application. Sometimes we ask God to remember us. And what a great example of that, I think, in the Old Testament is Samson. You know the story of Samson. You know, big, strong guy. And they imprisoned him, and they cut his hair, and they blinded him, and then they put him in the pit, and they made a show out of him, and he became a forced entertainer among the people. And we read in Judges 16 that they brought him out, and he said to the servant, place me where I can touch the pillars. And they put his hands on the pillars, and then Samson prayed to the Lord. He said, "Oh, sovereign Lord, remember me. Oh, God, please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my eyes." And God remembered him, and you know what happened? When the devil puts you into a pit, remember that prayer, remember me. And ask him to help you conquer that pit, no matter what it is. And then just sit back and watch him work, because he just does miracles. That was an Old Testament example. Here's a profound one from the New Testament. From the cross, one of the criminals said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." There were three crosses that day, and three men died. One of them died in sin. Another one died to sin. And another one died for sin.